Empire, this area is now under our jurisdiction. The organization known as Faction Paradox no longer holds authority over this city-state.
It's Sontaran. You know them.
Marauder species. Big guns, big heads.
I don't think I understand what the Alf sees in me.
Your role is to supply technology and intelligence. Do not attempt to get in our way.
Oh, you know me. I'm a born civilian.
Justine.
Eliza.
Is it true about your shadow?
Yes. If my shadow's supposed to represent my spirit...
This is the faction talking, though. Spirit doesn't mean soul. Spirit means, you know, like one of the spirits. Like a genie in a bottle or something.
It's really very clear that this is a trap. So I say, we walk right into it.
Good afternoon, Lord Riven, House Trakalos.
Let go of it! Let go of the knife!
Oh, dear God! If anyone with a shadow will just get turned into a shadow, you need
someone without a shadow to begin with.
Give her the knife, Godmother Quill.
You can't!
Give her the knife.
So heavy!
Take it, Justine. Take it now.
No!
No!
Faction Paradox Protocols. Volume 2, The Shadow Play, by Lawrence Miles.
Shh, it's all right. You're going to grow up to be a big, strong time-space event, aren't you? Can't you?
It's arranged. Their parliament's already in session. The faction wants to go over the small print before they sign the document.
Any arguments?
No. As soon as they sign the treaty, we recognize them as one of the major houses again. They didn't even bother questioning our motives. I think they're starting to trust us.
Don't be stupid. They know we're planning something, and they want to get close enough to find out what it is. I told you, didn't I? Suicide's a way of life for these people.
The question is, what are we going to do about our other little problem?
You said the spirits wouldn't get in the
way.
Of
course they won't get in the way. It's been taken care of.
Then what's the problem?
Trust me. 15% of my body's primed to act as a weapons and defense system. I know when somebody's getting ready to bring out the big guns.
You think the faction's got something else? Something we don't know about?
I felt it being activated. When we were outside... Or didn't you notice me having a spasm in front of everyone? Time to bring in the troops, whatever it is. Here, hold this while I call the general.
I don't want to hold it.
Don't be so wet. It's only a baby.
We don't have babies in our house. It's like some kind of dwarf. It's horrible.
It's the standard design. And they can leak at either end, by the way.
Justine? They said it was okay to come and see you. They said you'd been awake a couple of hours now. You all right? I mean...
Yes. I'm well, thank you, cousin.
Good. Oh, that's good. Dark in here, isn't it?
Cousin Eliza?
Yeah?
Are the outsiders still here? Lord Riven and the others?
Most of the ships have cleared off again. Now they've made their point, they're getting as far away from us as they can. Riven's still here, though. He's meeting Morlock in the War Office. Some treaty they're meant to be signing. I'm supposed to be on my way there now. God knows why. I just thought, you know, I'd see how you were.
I believe I've become a siege engine.
A what?
A siege engine. A machine of war. They told you about my shadow.
They said... something about the grandfather. One arm.
The lamp on that desk. Could you light it, please?
Are you sure?
Please. There are matches by the side of it.
They said you're meant to be staying in bed.
I'm well enough. They've drawn the dedication over my bed and made me wear the bone totems round my neck. The spirits will keep me breathing.
Why aren't I convinced?
You don't trust the spirits?
I'm not saying that. I'd just like to see them do something a bit more positive every now and then, that's all.
They have to work invisibly. They destroy us otherwise. Nobody who invokes them survives.
Yeah, I've heard. Convenient, that. What are you doing?
My shadow. Watch my shadow on the wall.
Listen, Justine. Christ.
There. You see?
It's true. One arm, my God.
Look, though. Look at the weapon it's holding.
It's a sword. Wait a minute. That was a grandfather's weapon. A sword, like yours used to be.
The grandfather had 1,000 weapons. More than 1,000. What do you think would happen if I dropped it?
You can't. Can you?
I can. I can let it go without a moment's thought.
Don't. Oh, nice work. What are you trying to prove, anyway?
It's only a weapon. One of many. Look.
Bloody hell. Is that a gun?
I believe so. A pistol or some such.
Well, where did it come from?
Whenever my shadow drops its weapon, a new one grows in its place. See? Now I've got a sabre. A whip. A cudgel. A bayonet.
Stop it, Justine.
A flail. A morning star. A grenade.
Stop it!
A longbow. A fusion bow. An axe.
Stop it! Those are the grandfather's weapons, for God's sake. You can't just throw them away.
It doesn't matter. They never end. I spent half an hour this afternoon dropping weapons and watching my shadow grow new ones. That's why the room's so dark, I'm afraid. It's full of the cast-off shadows.
There can't be an infinite number, surely.
Why not? It's as I said. I believe I've become a siege engine. A walking arsenal that never runs out of ammunition. And even if I did run out, I can take new weapons into myself, bond with them at a moment's notice. They fed me dinner this evening, and I swallowed my knife by mistake. I'm beginning to feel barely human at all. But I suppose that's all part of my vocation, isn't it?
Hmm. 1:30 already. Lord Riven should just be arriving at the War Office.
We're going to be late.
We're going to be appropriately late.
Appropriately?
I'll never be the first to arrive for any kind of negotiation. I'm banking on turning up 2:48 after the outsiders do for the ideal psychological advantage.
Oh, you're full of shit, Morlock.
Possibly, Godmother. Quite possibly. But it's a very precise kind of shit. Ah. This could throw our schedule off a little.
More ships?
Riven did say some of his underlings would be turning up at Washington signing.
That's not one of Riven's ships.
Santarin.
What?
Santarin landing craft. Curious, isn't it?
It's another attack!
As you can see, cousin, my colleague here has been quite thorough in drawing up the agreement. Her house might be new, but she's obviously got a keen eye for tradition.
Listen, I don't understand why I'm the one who's here to see this.
You're acting on behalf of the Godfather. It's quite all right. The agreement's been ratified by your parliament. If the Godfather doesn't appear, all you've got to do is sign the document. By proxy, as it were.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know the first thing about diplomacy.
Don't tell them that, Eliza. Second rule of negotiation, never let the other side know your weaknesses.
Godfather Morlock, so glad you could join us.
2:48 late. Well timed.
Lolita, as it happens, Godfather, there's nothing left to negotiate. You agree to play fair by the other houses, and you'll be recognised as a house again without any, shall we say, vendettas being carried out against you.
Hmm. Let me have a look at that. Ooh, real paper, too. Very quaint. Blah, 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 treaty of agreement, etc., etc. Nothing interesting in the first 350 words. Nothing interesting in the second 350 words,
I think
either.
You'll find it's all in order.
Aha. Now this is more like it. Page 5, paragraph 2. Second paragraph. Straight after a very boring one indeed. Just the place where you put a clause you're trying to hide, I'd say.
If we were trying to hide something.
Well, quite. According to this, our house's own customs and practices won't be persecuted under the lord of the major houses. Is that right?
Of course. Your rituals are your own concern.
Something of a change of tune, wouldn't you say? Seeing it was our rituals that got us ostracized from the other houses to begin with.
Changing times, Godfather. These days we try to be more understanding towards the cultures of other houses.
So we may continue with our foul and depraved practices without fear of rebuke from you and your people. But this is the part I'm interested in. Any member of Faction Paradox who's already committed a crime against the other houses must be surrendered for trial. That's what it says in a nutshell, isn't it?
Well, it's... Lolita?
It's a standard part of any treaty of recognition. We can't have diplomatic links with your faction if any of you have already harmed members of Lord Riven's house, for example.
Yes. A bit vague, isn't it?
The list of crimes is in Appendix number 3. It's all there in black and white.
Godfather.
Eliza?
I think they're on the level. Parliament checked this out. There's nobody in the city who's wanted for any of these crimes. The only people Lord Riven's house were after died years ago. That's what I heard, anyway.
I don't doubt it. I just thought it was a curious clause, that's all. Especially given that it was on page 5, paragraph 2. And especially as the Sontarans are due to be here in 5.2 seconds' time.
What?
3, 2, 1. Ah, sweet precision.
My name is General Kine of the 79th Sontaran Assault Corps. Do not reach for your weapons.
Don't worry. We won't.
We've been invaded.
Not at all, cousin. General Kynes brought his men here at my request. Just a formality. Please don't take it the wrong way.
Your request?
Security. Not that we don't trust you.
After all, well, how can I put this politely? There has been a certain amount of bad blood between House Trakalix and House Paradox. When we came here, we had no way of knowing how you'd react to us. We felt an independent security force might be a wise precaution. After all, they are 100% reliable.
Look, I'm confused. Are we still going to sign that thing?
We can't stand in the way of diplomacy, Eliza.
Great.
Little cousin,
Godfather?
Can you see me? Can you
no. See me? No, I can't.
That's how it should be.
The room's too full of shadows. Am I still in my room?
What do you think?
I think you want me to believe I'm dreaming. I think you want me to believe you're a phantom. Grandfather?
Is that who I am?
No, I don't think so. A messenger, perhaps?
You don't trust the outsiders, do you? They're here to take Faction Paradox back to the Room Wars. Isn't that a good thing?
I was led to believe we didn't need the other houses. We stand alone. I think you're lying, sir.
Lying?
Please, light the lamp. It's on the desk by your side.
I'm a shadow, little cousin.
I can't exist in the light.
Shadows need light to give them definition. Please don't treat me like a child. Light the lamp, if you would.
I've got to admit I'm impressed. I wouldn't have expected a cultist to be so perceptive. And don't call me sir.
Many of my family would take offence at your deceit. Impersonating a messenger of the grandfather is not polite.
Well, you can't blame me for trying.
The spirits are with us, Miss Lolita. I trust you'll behave accordingly.
Oh, you can rely on me. Now, shall we talk business?
Bad taste, I'd say.
Sorry?
Calling the meeting at Trafalgar Square, what's left of it. Given it was the Sontarans who bombed the place.
Godfather?
Hmm?
Who are all these people? Not the Sontarans, the crowd. They're all family, aren't they?
Yes. What gave it away?
The bat skulls and the black velvet, mostly.
General meetings, not very common. They like to dress up for it. You're wearing your armour, aren't you?
Yeah, but I tend to do that when there are guns around. It's kind of a nervous habit. So where did they all come from? Never seen this many people in the city before.
Not all at once. It's an 11-day empire, Eliza. They've been called together, all from their private moments. Most of them have got minutes and hours claimed for themselves inside the Empire. They don't normally come out into the open.
So let's summarise. A bunch of aliens, who've already attacked us once, have got us all in one place, and we're surrounded. Have I missed anything?
We're protected. There's no cause for alarm just yet.
Protected how?
The spirits. How else?
Spirits? Right.
They're the spirits bound to the whole of this city. If anything breaches the local protocol, the spirits should sort it all out. If they can slow down a whole Sontaran warship, I'm sure they can deal with a few dozen troops.
Yeah, well, I'd be more convinced if we weren't standing in a bunch of ruins.
Yes. Pity about the grandfather's column.
Still, look on the bright side. At least they got rid of the stone lions.
Oh, didn't you like the lions?
Gave me the shits.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention...
Looks like the show's starting.
You were trying to recruit me to your cause, I take it.
Let's say it'd make things more convenient if you didn't get in the way.
Am I so important, then, that you'd come for me personally?
Don't flatter yourself. You're a single warhead, that's all. I don't mind admitting it, though. The more weapons I've got on my side, the better. I felt it happen, by the way. I didn't want to worry Riven with the details, but I knew they'd stuck the grandfather's shadow to someone. I wouldn't have expected it to be a nice little English rose like you.
I was the only suitable candidate.
What? Because you were one of the shadowless? Rubbish. Your fairy godmothers might not have told you this, little cousin, but the faction's got hundreds of agents without shadows. They just don't mix with the rest of you. So why you, I wonder?
I'm not afraid of you, Miss Lolita.
I'm sure you're not. That's how I know they haven't told you anything remotely useful. You don't know the first thing about house politics, for a start.
And which house do you represent, may I ask?
None that you'd have heard of. We don't have many children yet. But I'm working on it. And the offer's still open, incidentally. Trust me, there's always a place in the future for weapons.
My place is with my family. I'm afraid I'll have to decline your offer.
Stop talking like there's a stick up your backside. I could kill you here and now. In a second.
Then you should try to do so. But if I am, as you say, a mere warhead, there's a chance that I might detonate, surely.
Goodbye, Justine. I don't expect to ever have to speak to you again.
Godfather, watch me. Spirits, maintain me.
Now, I know many of you will still be having doubts about the nature of our visit, so I'd like to present the individual who I think can best explain things. Miss Lolita of House... Lolita.
What's House Lolita?
There isn't one. Not that I know of, anyway.
As of today, with the signing of the agreement between House Paradox and the Council of Houses, your faction is once again recognized as a major power. Under the treaty, various legal matters have to be settled between the houses. In short, all members of Faction Paradox who've committed serious moral crimes directly against the other houses must immediately be surrendered for trial. It grieves me to have to begin this new era of cooperation with a reprisal. However, a stand has to be made. And it's in this spirit that the Sontaran police force has been assembled here today, in the heart of your city. You see, I'm afraid there's a criminal in our midst.
Ah.
You said the Sontarans couldn't do anything. You said we were protected.
The spirits only defend the law of the city. Now the agreement's been signed.
The Sontarans are the law.
In this matter, certainly.
And might I also remind you of certain articles in the faction's own protocols? Namely, the laws governing the transition of affairs.
Oh dear.
What's she talking about? What does transition of affairs mean?
I'm rather afraid I just realised the significance of page 5.
Godfather, where are you going?
By the faction's own traditions. The laws covering transition of affairs. The shadow of the individual, being the guiding instinct of that person, is more important than the flesh. If the body dies, and the shadow of that body is somehow transplanted to another person, then the new host takes on all the responsibilities of the previous owner. An archaic law, I know. But the law's the law. In the spirit of the treaty, it's my sad duty to inform you that one member of your house is currently harboring the shadow of a known and wanted criminal. This knowledge was kept from us on our arrival, and it's only through sheer luck that we've discovered the truth. And according to your own customs, that criminal's culpability now passes to the current owner of the shadow.
Shit! Justine!
This individual bears the full weight of the crimes committed by one of your ancestors. And, under the terms of this treaty, if the guilty party isn't immediately surrendered, then we'll have no option but to put the 11-day empire under martial law. We demand the one who carries the shadow of Grandfather Paradox.
Grandfather, see me. Spirits, maintain me. I'm burning the lamp to cast more light. I'm casting more light to make you deeper. This is personal. I'm sorry. It's not in my nature to ask for anything, especially not from the spirits. But you're the city, aren't you? I understand that now. It's you who holds this city together. You are the laws. Which is why I'm appealing to you, I suppose. I feel that I've been given great gifts. I know I have. The grandfather's shadow, the grandfather's mantle. But it wasn't what I asked for. I did it out of duty, not out of wanting. Please, I don't think that I can...
Don't give refunds.
Godfather!
No time, are you armed? Of course you're armed, stupid question. What are you armed with?
I don't...
Your shadow, quickly.
I think it's an axe.
That'll do. We'll have to leave here. I'll explain on the way.
The way where?
Come on, stop calling me Godfather. We'll save 7/10 of a second every sentence.
What's happening?
Lolita's happening. You're now officially a wanted criminal. Congratulations.
I thought we were protected.
Spirits aren't on our side anymore. Which is why you're leaving the 11-day empire before the Sontarans find you.
Leaving?
Back here, now.
Throw out your weapons and surrender. You have one chance to remain alive.
Why are they after me? I haven't done anything.
Original sin? Use your weapon.
But I've never used an axe before.
Do it!
I'll try.
Interesting, isn't it? The way dead Sontarans always smell of roast beef.
The axe. Did I use it properly?
I think that's a fair assumption. Come on.
You haven't told me where we're going.
Lord Riven's ship. It's your best way out.
It belongs to one of the houses.
We might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb. This way.
Is being enforced by the 79th Sontaran Assault Corps. Discipline will be maintained. Remain calm and we will not open fire.
Lolita, what do you think you're doing?
Upholding law and order, funnily enough.
What?
I know. I'm surprised too, but I'm sure I'll grow into it.
This wasn't in the plan.
New developments, I'm afraid. It's lucky the Sontarans are flexible.
Warning fire. Now!
Flexible within certain parameters, anyway.
You said we were just going to bring the faction to heel. You said it'd make us look strong in front of the council. You never said anything about a full-scale invasion.
Oh, didn't I? And why do you think I insisted on bringing a warship full of Sontarans?
You can't do this!
I think you'll find it's all quite legal under the terms of the agreement. Go back to your ship, Riven. Your bodyguards are going to get bored without you.
My bodyguards, Miss Lolita, are down in the crowd trying to stop a riot. When we get back to the homeworld...
In the crowd? All of them?
If someone doesn't stop
Riven,
this...
if all your guards are down there, who's watching the ship?
I don't know. The Sontarans, I should think. Why should
General
I...
Kine?
The situation is under control.
Evidently. I'm declaring this a state of emergency, General. Faction Paradox has failed to hand over the criminal and is therefore in breach of the agreement and in breach of council protocol. Martial law it is.
This wasn't what we agreed.
And General,
You can shoot this idiot if you think it's necessary. Please think it's necessary as soon as possible.
You've just declared war on House Trakalix, Lolita. You realize that, don't you?
And what about those spirits of theirs? They're meant to be protecting this place. What are you going to do about them?
All right. I'll make this simple. House Trakalix isn't going to do a thing to me, Riven, because I'm acting quite legally. Besides which, your house is run by incontinent old leches who've lost all their power at more or less the same time they lost all their teeth. And you'll be lucky if there's a single member of your bloodline surviving in a year's time anyway. I only brought you here to give myself some old-school credibility, so frankly you've already outlived your usefulness. And you might be interested in knowing that I've already talked to the city's spirits, and they're quite happy about this situation, thank you very much.
Talked to the spirits? When?
16 seconds ago, while I was explaining things to you. I can communicate on 800 different wavelengths at once, so to be honest, I think they understood me a damn sight better than they understand any of the cultists. General, send some of your men to Riven's ship.
I make the tactical decisions. You are a civilian.
Fine. Then I tactically suggest guarding Riven's ship before anybody can get away. I've already set up a time block around Parliament, so none of the faction's people can get out on their own. Is everybody happy? Finally, a consensus. You see, Riven, naught to martial law in an afternoon. There's a lesson in politics for you.
They've started firing on the crowd.
Justine!
Cousin, we're leaving.
You're leaving, to be precise.
Leaving for where?
The homeworld.
Come again?
Whatever Lolita's up to is all to do with politics back on the homeworld. Now we've been recognized as a house. We're allowed to send our own kind there.
You can't send Justine. What about Lolita's people? They're crucifying her.
I doubt if Lolita's got any people. Not above breastfeeding age. Besides, the only reason she's allowed to arrest Justine is Justine's culpable under faction law. Outside the 11-day empire, faction law doesn't apply. And on top of that, most of the houses are engaged in a particularly long and messy war at the moment. So it's not as if they don't have better things to do with their time. Now, this way.
And am I given any choice in this?
What?
Forgive me, Godfather. You don't seem to have explained the purpose of this to me.
Because they'll kill you if you don't get out of here. How's that for a start?
You're always telling me I should be more questioning, cousin.
What, now?
For the sake of the family, Justine. Didn't you say something about being bound to service?
Of course. I just feel I should...
Yes?
I feel I should know all the facts.
Good. Intelligent reasoning. Keep it up.
Yes, Godfather.
Not at this exact moment.
No, Godfather.
Can we go somewhere else? Anywhere. Just not out in the open, please.
So, this is Riven's idea of a ship.
The technology is impressive, General, but the construction...
Corrupt. Diseased. Riven based its design on his own genetic matter.
A sign of vanity.
Riven's house is old and weak. Military history teaches us that falling empires will always resort to the depraved and the dysfunctional. But we should not underestimate House Lolita.
Permission to ask a question, General.
Given.
Do you trust the female?
No, but she will not be necessary for long. The technology she promises us will be ours no matter what the outcome of this operation.
She failed to warn us about the cultists' weapon.
It makes no difference to her how many of us die. We can afford to sacrifice a few thousand troops to her ambitions. The spoils will be worth it. The technology of Faction Paradox will be ours. Lieutenant!
I think the words I'm looking for are behind you.
You.
Us. Well done, Cousin Justine. Clean decapitation.
Godfather.
Now, General Kine, isn't it? What are we going to do with you?
Do not attempt to threaten me. This area is guarded by a patrol of the 79th Sontaran Assault Corps. If I die, you will not survive long.
It was guarded by a patrol. Justine got rid of them.
Oh, yes. She can be quite psychotic when she comes out of her shell.
One female against a Sontaran patrol.
I had the advantage of weapons, sir.
And that's nothing. You should have seen her when she was younger.
I was... reckless.
Oh, ignore her. She's just being modest. She was a vicious little hellcat, and everybody knows it.
I am an officer of the Sontaran elite. I am immune to all known forms of torture and psychological warfare. You do not frighten me, cultist.
No, we don't, do we?
You know, you're quite noble in your own ugly, pig-headed way. All right, General, you'd better go.
What?
Go. Go on. Leave the ship. Sod off. Depart.
You're letting me go?
We've already wasted 34 seconds on you. Let's not compound the damage.
As an officer of the Sontaran Empire, I demand you treat me in a manner that befits a prisoner of war.
Would you rather we killed you?
Do not mock me.
Oh. All right, then. Justine? There. You've lost an arm. Will you leave us alone now?
Very well. I will leave.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Letting him go? Of course it is. Sooner or later, he's going to try to kill Lolita. He'll fail miserably, of course, because she's cleverer than he is. But he might slow her down a bit. Are you still here?
Cultist!
So, you've got 3 minutes and 4 seconds before he comes back with another patrol. Justine, can you operate the ship?
I've seen vessels like this before. I think I understand the basic principles.
Good. Then it's time I left. Remember what I said, Justine. Head for the old homeworld. You'll be safe there. Relatively.
You're staying here?
Of course I am. Somebody's got to hold the fort.
Won't they arrest you?
I should imagine they'll try to have me executed. But I'll have to improvise. Goodbye, cousin.
Godfather.
Goodbye, cousin.
Yeah, bye. Why do I get the feeling you don't want me here?
Cousin, please. I'm trying to activate the controls.
You're not even touching the controls.
That's hardly important. There. We're ready.
Can you steer it to the homeworld?
I don't know. That's not where we're going.
What do you mean that's not where we're going? Weren't you listening?
Shh! Please, cousin. I have to initiate the takeoff procedure.
There's a good little thing. There's a good... What's the word? Girl. That's it. Oh, look. Kynes lost a limb, hasn't he? Need a plaster, General?
Medical assistance is not required.
Well, look on the bright side. Around here, one-armed men are supposed to be lucky. I hope you've secured Riven's ship.
No.
What?
The enemy had superior weaponry. Weaponry which you failed to brief us on.
You said I should leave the military side to you, didn't you? So what happened? You ran away, is that it?
The cultist... The Godfather. He allowed me to leave.
Oh, did he now?
After making certain predictions. Predictions I intend to make sure do not come to pass.
You know, I think it's time to bring my plans forward a little.
Morlock!
A charming godmother. Still keeping an eye on the relics, I see.
This is all your fault, Morlock.
A note of disrespect in your voice. Not terribly novel. In what way my fault?
You told Parliament to invite them here. You told them to sign the agreement.
Godmother, do you really think it made a difference? All this was planned. Planned by someone who knew we'd be stupid enough to fall into the trap. How could we possibly have resisted an opponent that clever? Besides... We've done our job. The grandfather's shadow is with his new owner, as she is on her way to the homeworld even as we speak. We've achieved everything we wanted to achieve.
Everything you wanted to achieve?
Well, yes. But I'm the acting emergency speaker, so I get to use the royal we and force you to take some of the blame. That's what family's for.
They're taking the city apart.
Ladybird, ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are gone.
Your bloody maid!
It's an old nursery rhyme about witches. People used to burn their homes down, you know, wipe out their entire bloodline. My past catches up with me.
You are prisoners of the 79th Sontaran Assault Corps. Any attempt to resist will be met with lethal response.
Are we flying yet?
Yes, we're flying.
Wouldn't have expected the houses to use flying ships. Would have thought they'd go for something a bit more... flash.
It's a matter of taste. The ship's adaptable. It can mimic any other form of transport.
So why is it a different shape on the inside than on the outside?
Lord Riven's taste must have been somewhat eccentric.
I can see that. Justine?
Yeah?
Where are you taking us? I'm only asking because... you know, our whole lives may depend on it and everything.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, just tell me this. Why aren't you doing what Morlock said? What was that?
I think we're being attacked.
My troops report less resistance in the inner city area. The cultists know they cannot fight us without their spirits to protect them.
Good. Any sign of Riven's ship?
It will have left the 11-day empire by now.
But you haven't checked? No, let me guess. You can't get a fix on it. The ship's got detection shielding. Typical, Riven.
You're sure the cultists have no reinforcements?
Just half a dozen warships. But none of them are anywhere near the Empire. I can pick them off one at a time as soon as things are tied up here.
I do not appreciate having to take this much on General Kai. The prisoners, General.
You bastard hands off me!
Good evening, Miss Leiter. Oh, and hello again, General. Not bleeding from your wound much, I'm glad to see. It's quite something, having the cardiovascular system that's 210% more efficient than a human normal. At a guess?
Ignore him, General. He's just showing off. Well, Godfather, this is a surprise. I'd assumed you'd be on the ship.
Hardly important. Everything's been set in motion. We've all played our parts. I may as well throw myself on your mercy.
All right, General. Bring the prisoners. We've got a ritual to perform.
What?
It's a warship. The sky's opened up again.
Shooting at us?
No, we're being caught in the aftershock, that's all. We're a lot smaller than they are, especially on the outside. Oh, Tower Hill.
What about it?
I'm going to land there. It's outside of family territory. The Sontarans won't have occupied it yet. We should be safe.
For a while, yeah. Why there? Why not just get out of the Empire?
Well then, this must be the ritual hall, am I right? The usual decor, I see. Bloodstains and shadows. Can't be sanitary. Bring them all in, General. Riven as well.
Get out! Get out of my shrine!
No. General Kine, aim that gun at the Godmother, please. I want to make a point. Thank you. Now, we have what I think they call a situation. There's a dangerous criminal on the run, and I've got good reason to suspect that some of you know where she is. True?
The brat.
Well, where is she, Morlock?
I haven't the faintest idea.
And if I said that I'd kill everyone in the 11-day Empire unless you tell me?
Wouldn't make an awful lot of difference, to be honest.
Morlock.
It's a matter of principle. Can't let people threaten me into submission. I'd never hear the end of it. Anyone who wanted anything would just start threatening people left, right, and center.
Good. All right, then. If you won't tell me where the fugitive's gone, I'll have to call in the experts. Your spirits. They run this city, don't they? In a way, I suppose they are this city.
But you already know that. I understand you're in contact with them. I presume that's why you stole the biodata from our archives.
Yes. Your link to the spirits is in your blood, isn't it? Once I had a sample, getting in touch with them was a piece of cake. And do you know what? They really don't give a toss about you. Must be terrible. Spending your lives in awe of things like that. And then finding out they hardly even know you're there.
Wait a moment. There aren't any spirits. It's superstition. It's just a front they use to scare people. You're not seriously telling me this place is run by spirits.
Do try to keep up. You know what we had to go through to get our ships into this city. What do you think was trying to stop us?
I don't know. Defenses? Some kind of time anomaly.
Spirits. Time anomaly. What's the difference? Anyway, as I was saying, the spirits are the foundation of this city. Isn't that right?
So?
So, your little runt with the heavy weaponry is part of this city. Dedicated to the spirits. Which means the spirits should be able to track her down.
They'll never do it. They'll never help you.
Of course they will. I speak their language. The trouble is, they can be a bit detached from things sometimes. I don't think they'd have the faintest idea what I was talking about if I asked them to track down one snivelling little cousin. It'd be like asking a dog to pick out one specific flea. Which is why I'm not going to bother asking. I'm going to invoke them instead.
She's bad.
Don't, woman.
Unkindnesses.
Justine,
Cousin Justine, baby chick, no more dodo. Knew you'd come back. Saw you come back.
I'm led to believe you know everything, sir. That is why I'm here.
Is this the meat?
Is he talking about me?
She is not meat. She's my friend.
These things eat people.
Oh, yes. People like Osha. Human people.
Justine, I think we'd better go.
Little cousin chicks aren't human. Faction blood now. Tainted meat.
I came to ask you a question.
Then ask. Can't answer. Need another dodo.
Shh. No more dodo.
You know what's happened to me, I hope.
Oh, yes. Little witch cousin's got a big shadow now. Big shadow.
Then tell me this. Did you know? Is this what you saw when you looked into the future?
What are you doing?
I need to know the truth.
What truth? What are you talking about?
It was convenient, don't you think? The faction needed someone without a shadow to take on the grandfather's weapons. Just after I had my shadow taken from me. Well, is this what you saw?
We saw. This is the future.
So you knew I'd lose my shadow? You knew I'd be given this one?
Fed up. Want another dodo?
Then it's fated. This is my destiny. There's nothing I can do to resist it.
No fate. No destiny. Probability.
That doesn't make sense. How can you predict the future if you're not certain of it?
Real 19th century girl, aren't you?
What?
They don't have destiny where I come from. It's like spangles. They stopped making it years ago.
But nothing's certain. That's what they're saying. I don't have a fate.
You have probability. Probability's enough.
I don't have to go to the homeworld. I don't have to find out what Lolita's planning.
No. Don't have to go. Don't need to go.
I see.
But you will probably.
Repeat. Rip open the friend thing.
Shh. Not now.
Justin, I really think we should go now.
Potato body in constant recession. One pack, one flesh.
Where's that one whispering coming from?
Just the shadows. Nothing to worry about.
We're ready for the marking.
Marking? What does she mean, marking?
She means she's going to have to write on my skin. It's the only way to keep the spirits in. Don't want any of them leaking out.
With a knife?
Grandfather watches. Spirits inside.
Oh. Vicious, aren't you? I thought you just had to scratch the surface.
I'll do.
Well, you must get the aggression out of your system. Go on. Write as deep as you like. You're not going to hurt me.
She's not bleeding.
Of course I'm not bleeding. I didn't get where I am today by bleeding everywhere just from a little flesh wound. That's enough, Godmother. I said, that's enough.
There, you're marked. They can do what they like with you.
Is that it? No more prayers you've got to say? No more magic spells you've got to bore us with? Can you hear that? I think it's starting.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Half a dozen Sontarans covens. I shouldn't have thought so. Besides, the spirits are already on their way.
So it's all true? She's going to be...
omnipresent. Aware of everything that happens within the confines of the 11-day Empire. It'll kill her, of course.
What?
I can feel it.
Kill her?
Yes. The invocation's fatal. Burns out the nervous system too fast. What to do with accelerated time perception, I should think. Must look into it one day.
Then we don't have anything to worry about. She's dead already.
I said it would kill her. I didn't say when. Unfortunately, she's probably going to have a few minutes of total awareness before she shuffles off her mortal coil. In which time...
she could kill all of us.
I rather think she could do that already.
Yes, I could. I can hear you, you know. I can hear everything. The whole city. All those little people. All those pointless little thoughts.
This is it, isn't it? This is what you were planning all the time. You wanted the city all for yourself.
Wasn't it obvious?
Lolita?
It worked then.
Oh, yes. I know what you're thinking, Riven. At this moment, you're wondering whether the Council would listen if you sent a message to them asking for help. No, they wouldn't. And Godfather Morlock's wondering how long it's going to be before my nervous system burns out. Isn't that right?
Interesting. You're telepathic.
No. I just know you. I know everybody in this city. Intimately. Now, I didn't expect that. The girl's still here.
The criminal!
Oh, hello, General. I'd forgotten about you. I can't sense your presence at all. Must be because Sontarans are so shallow. Yes, I can track her. She's still in the city. Somewhere called Tower Hill?
Well, at least the clock's still working. I would have thought they'd have bombed it out by now.
The clock tower casts long shadows.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm not sure. Something Godfather Morlock told me. I'm sorry, cousin. I didn't intend to involve you in this.
Involve me in what? Look, you're not making any sense anymore. Morlock wanted us to get out of the 11-day Empire, right? So why don't we go? Because this isn't what I call a good time to go through your rebellious phase.
Oh, I wish I knew by whose will this was happening, that's all. And it's this shadow. I keep forgetting that one of my arms is there. I look down and I expect it to be missing. It's the instincts, I think. The shadow has its own instincts.
And the instincts are telling you not to go back to the homeworld?
Perhaps. Perhaps that's all there is to it. In which case, even my rebellion isn't by my own will.
We could always go back to Earth. Real Earth, I mean.
No. I don't think Earth has much to offer us now.
We don't have to go back to our own times, though. We could go back to the age of the dinosaurs or something.
Why would we want to do that?
I don't know. It'd just be interesting. You know, we could start our own faction Paradox mission there. In the middle of the Jurassic or wherever.
A mission?
Yeah, why not?
For prehistoric reptiles?
We're agents of Paradox, for God's sake. For all we know, we could be the ones who go back in time and start the human race. We could be the original Adam and Eve. Eve and Eve, whatever.
If that were true, I think we'd have been informed.
I'd just quite like to ride on a dinosaur. That's all. It's like when you're at school and they tell you there weren't any people around when the dinosaurs were alive. You've seen all these films about cavemen and dinosaurs, and then they go and tell you it can't have happened like that. I'd like to prove them wrong. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure the elders of the faction would admire your attitude.
That's why I joined up, I suppose. Well, that was the way they pitched it to me. Proving history wrong.
I'm sure there'll be time for that later, when this situation's been resolved.
Yeah, when?
You've gone over the line now, Lolita. Your mishandling of the treaty, your treatment of another House representative... And now this.
And so on and so on. You really are a bore, aren't you? All right, I think I've kept you hanging on long enough. Kine?
General Kine.
Whatever you like, just kill him.
What? You can't.
No, I can't. I'm going to anyway, though. Go on, General. Get it over with.
No.
I beg your pardon?
Dear, oh dear, revolt in the ranks.
None of this was part of our strategy. You are becoming unreliable.
So you're not going to kill Riven for me?
No.
Fair enough, then. There. If a job's worth doing... Weren't you listening? I keep trying to tell you that 15% of my body's made up of a weapon system. So, who's next?
Isn't there something you're forgetting?
Is there? What?
6 of my troops are guarding this area.
And by association, 6 pulse rifles are currently turned in your direction.
Know that? No, I hadn't forgotten. Why?
You will disarm yourself immediately.
Or what? You're going to shoot me? Your old business partner?
Do not attempt to bait me. You are at the disadvantage now.
Really? Then you'd better tell your men to open fire. Go on, General, shoot me. See how you can explain that to the Council when they try to find out what happened here. See if they don't hunt you and your miserable 79th Assault Corps down to the end of time, and use your battle helmets to scoop up the mess. See what happens.
This is your last warning. Disarm yourself or die.
You don't have the nerve.
Disarm yourself.
I said you don't have the nerve.
You will obey me.
You don't...
Fire!
Well, you did have the nerve. Pity I'm indestructible, really.
It's not possible.
I'm afraid it is. They're just trying to kill Mummy. High time I made my excuses, I think.
She's gone.
I think we noticed that. I know, immune to gunfire. And able to step out of time in the blink of an eye. Quite something.
Your spirits, they must be responsible.
No, I don't think so. She hasn't had time to bond with them yet, not to that degree.
Then how is this possible?
She did tell us that she was one of the new bloods. I'd love to find out how she works.
Don't be stupid, Morlock. Nobody can do that. Not even a new blood.
She must be a new blood, mustn't she? Makes you wonder what the new generation's coming to.
Sod her. She's gone now, that's what counts. She's not our problem anymore.
I don't think so. In case you hadn't noticed, she killed Riven in cold blood.
So?
She broke the council law. She took every precaution to stay within her rights, and then, at the last minute, she killed a lord of one of the old houses just because she felt like it. Even in a state of martial law, that's pushing things.
Get to the point.
The point is, I can only think of one reason why she'd do something like that. Because she was sure she wouldn't leave any evidence behind.
What? The body?
The body and all the witnesses.
Dogshite!
You're the great tactician, General. What do you think she's going to do next?
How do you do that, anyway?
Do what?
Open the door, without touching it.
I don't know. Seems natural, somehow.
Christ!
I might never have to see you again.
Miss Lolita.
What's she doing here?
I'll go wherever I like, thank you. This is my city now.
The city belongs to the grandfather. Yours is only the right to keep order.
Really? You've got the mantle of the grandfather. I'm sure you should be able to feel it.
What's she talking about?
Oh, I can hear them. They're
just...
They're spirits. They're inside us.
I am this city. And its people. You should have left here, cousin. I mean, I still would have been able to track you, but you could at least have put up a fight. For a couple of hours.
What's going on? What's she done?
She's become one with the 11-day Empire. She knows what the city knows.
Can she do that?
Only for a short while. The experience is quite terminal, I believe. No human nervous system can survive it for long.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm not human.
But even a member of a
house... Do you really think I would have done this if I hadn't thought about the consequences? Every house is different. Or don't they teach you that? Every house builds its children in its own way. I just happen to be the only one of my kind. At least until this little bugger grows up. And believe me, when I designed myself, I made damn sure I could handle a few old ghosts.
Designed yourself?
Sounds like someone's trying to get in touch.
Lolita.
Oh, it's you.
You will return to the Parliament buildings. You will justify yourself before the 79th Sontaran Assault Corps.
Not now, General. I'm busy killing the runaway.
There is a warship already in this area. Your location is the area known as Tower Hill. If you do not return...
Then what? You'll blow me up? I don't think so, General. Apart from anything else, I've just put a communications block between you and your ship. So you won't be giving them any orders to open fire?
How is this possible?
Because I own this place now. The land... The air, the lot. No transmissions are going through me without my permission, so you might as well just sit tight and wait for me to finish you off. Goodbye, General.
We cannot allow this to...
Irritating little troll. Now, where were we?
I take it that this was your intention all the time, then. To become one with the spirits. To seize the power of the city.
Partly. And I wanted to make a point.
What point?
Oh, nothing that concerns you. Changing times on the home world. The new blood houses on the rise, the old bloods falling by the way. Political and social upheaval, the usual sort of thing.
You're building a dynasty for your house.
A demonstration of power seemed appropriate. In years to come, I'll be remembered as the woman who brought down faction paradox in a single day. You've always been a thorn in the side of the other houses. They're about to be impressed.
But we're supposed to be recognised as a house now. We signed the treaty.
Only officially. Unofficially, the others still can't stand the sight of you. What's happening?
We're taking off.
How are we? Oh, of course. You've got the grandfather's weapons, haven't you? You can tap into the ship's systems. Steer with your shadow.
General Kine to warship. General Kine to warship. Respond.
She'd cut off your communications. Weren't you listening?
I don't think you're going to have to call them anyway.
Meaning?
Listen. Can't you hear it?
The warship.
It's moving west to east. In the direction of Tower Hill, if I'm not mistaken.
I gave no orders.
Somebody did. Interesting, isn't it?
What's happening?
You're the one who's in touch with the city. I'm sure you should be able to tell me.
Don't be so childish. The Sontarans don't come under the city's jurisdiction. I can't sense what they're doing.
They're reviewing screens if you'd like to activate them. Here.
It's the warship. It's attacking us.
It can't be. Kine can't get through to his men.
He didn't. I did.
Don't be ridiculous. You can't steer a whole Sontaran warship.
I'm afraid I can. I've spoken with the vessel before during your raiding mission.
Yeah, I remember. When you told the airlock to me. You're good at that kind of thing, aren't you?
Apparently it's in my blood.
I don't care if you're engaged to the damn warship. There's no way...
Not even for someone carrying the grandfather's weapons. The grandfather took all the known weapons into his shadow, including weapons of... I believe the expression is technological espionage. Weapons that can invade the machineries of warships. As I already have an empathy with the Sontaran ships, it's no great matter to control it, I assure you.
You're doing all that with your mind?
With my instincts, perhaps.
Tell it to stop attacking us!
No!
You'll be killed, you stupid bitch!
You already intend to kill me. It seems I have little to lose. I may as well kill you at the same time.
You really think you're something special, don't you?
Hardly the point, Miss Lolita. You think I'm something special, or else you wouldn't be here.
The city's still mine. You can't change that,
as you say.
Where's she gone?
Excuse me a moment, cousin. I have to stop the attack. Good. It's done.
Oh, bloody hell. The screens! Look at the screens!
Yes, that's only to be expected.
What's happening? What's happening to the city?
It's all gone quiet.
The warship must have attacked Lolita. Our weaponry is efficient. The assault will have been brief.
Kill Lolita? I don't think so. Not while she's got the spirits under her skin.
You led us to believe that her power would only be temporary.
Yes, I did, didn't I?
You're not certain.
Of course he's not certain.
Lolita!
Where is she?
Everywhere. Or hadn't you worked that out yet? The walls have ears. My ears.
Show yourself.
Why? So you can fail to kill me again? Actually, I was just dropping in to say goodbye.
Oh, are you leaving?
No. I'm going to get rid of you, that's all.
I take it you didn't dispose of Justine.
It doesn't matter. The Empire's still mine. For the time being, there's not a lot your brat can do. By the way, it was all your doing, wasn't it? The way she lost her shadow just before you brought out the grandfather's knife. The way she was in the right place at the right time.
No, that sounds almost like an accusation.
Pretending you didn't know about the fusion bomb, leading her straight to it.
Is that true?
Good question.
You're a ruthless bastard, Morlock. I'd almost like you if you weren't such a colossal pence. Still, no more talk.
What do you intend to do?
I intend to be spectacular. What else? Oh, and I'm going to consume the entire city. That too.
Consume it?
Can she do this?
I don't know. Nobody's bonded with the spirits for this long before. The city doesn't care whose side it's on, as long as it gets fed.
Lilita's got the combined power of the spirits to call on. It's got to count for something.
So that's it, is it? The end of the whole sodden empire.
It's starting to look that way, I grant you.
This is all your fault, Morlock.
Yes, it is. Time for the coup de grace now. Goodbye, children. Eric.
Morlock.
Yes?
Should we survive this, I wish you to know that you are no longer the enemy. The 79th Suntaran Assault Corps is now dedicated to the eradication of House Lolita.
Thank you, General. And I'm sorry about the arm.
A small matter. The honor of the Suntaran Empire is a far greater concern.
I wish you bastards would shut up!
Future coming. Empire is falling.
What is it?
It's Lolita. She's swallowing everything.
What?
She's taken it into herself. She's becoming the 11-day Empire.
It's twisting out of shape everything.
It's her. It's all her body. Communion with the spirit.
Justine!
Please, Eliza, I have to concentrate. I have to tell the ship to leave. Time! She's becoming local time as well as local space. She's omnipresent. There!
What?
We're leaving. We're getting out of the Empire. Hold on!
Hold on to what?
Hold on!
So that was it?
Yeah. I suppose it was.
What we saw? What happened to the city?
The fall of the 11-day Empire.
Are they... the others? Everyone? When Lolita did whatever she did...
She can track us.
What?
Lolita can track us. Even if we're not part of the Empire now, we still leave a trail.
So what do we do?
There's always the homeworld, of course.
If your shadow lets you go there...
I'm afraid that's only part of the problem. The homeworld might not be as safe as Godfather Morlock believed. If Lolita's capable of swallowing our empire, then
she's... capable of anything. A couple of runaways in a stolen time ship. Not a great way to start a new life, is it?
There'll be others. The faction's supposed to have missions all over the universe. If we could track them all down...
Then what?
We'd have a sort of army, I suppose. We could try to fight back.
Well, the 11-day Empire's in ruins, the faction's power base no longer exists, and we've all got one less unpredictable element to worry about. I know you're probably all wondering how I did it, but as far as I know, there's no clause in house law that says I've got to tell you. So I won't. They've gone, and that's that. It's a shame we had to lose Lord Riven in the process, although I'm sure we can learn to live without him, can't we? After all, and I wouldn't say this if a representative of House Trakalix were actually here in the council chamber, it's not as if anyone's going to miss him much. Now, I think I've established my loyalty to House Protocol, and the loyalty of my family, naturally. So let's get down to business. Shall we?
The Shadow Play was written by Lawrence Miles. It featured Suzanne Proctor as Cousin Justine, Ellis Pike as Godfather Morlock, Caroline Burns-Cook as Lolita, Emma Kilby as Cousin Eliza and Godmother Quelch, Nigel Fares as Lord Riven and General Kine, and Linda Bartram as the voice. Post-production and music were by Nigel Fares, and the producer was Bill Baggs.